During the past few weeks, we have looked, or tried to look, at the inner meaning of some of the great festivals, the inner meaning of the death of Jesus Christ, of resurrection and of ascension and of the coming of Holy Spirit. And I want briefly this morning to look at a very difficult concept in the New Testament. Difficult because it's quite alien to our culture today. It doesn't belong to the West at all. And that is the concept of priesthood. It's a curious thing when you look at it objectively that in the West, where the idea of priesthood and sacrifice, animal sacrifice, is so alien, that we happily have in our service the words, seeing we have a great high priest, and so on and so forth. Now, what is the significance of all this? There is a book in the New Testament, the Letter to the Hebrews, which is written against the background of the Old Testament, that is the Jewish system of sacrifice and priesthood. And the writer of this epistle takes up the concept of priesthood and describes Jesus as a great high priest. Now, there are two levels of understanding the letter to the Hebrews. You can read it simply as a book, a document that interprets the Old Testament system of sacrifice and priesthood in terms of Jesus Christ. And there is much more to it, and in a few moments I'm going to read a passage of scripture where the writer of this, we don't know who wrote it, the writer refers to another level of interpretation, and he expresses a little bit of impatience because those to whom he is writing, he says they don't appear to be able to take this other level of interpretation. We'll look at that in a few moments. But just very briefly, what is the concept of a high priest against the background of Jewish understanding? The high priest moved between the worshippers and the deity. He mediated between humanity and divinity. Just for a moment, get the picture, the Old Testament picture, which I'm sure for some of you was put there in childhood, possibly in Sunday school. There is the temple or the tabernacle. There you have the people, the worshippers. There you have the Holy of Holies. Between the place where the worshippers meet and the Holy of Holies, there is the veil of the temple or the curtain of the tabernacle through which the high priest goes, and only the high priest goes. He moves between the worshippers and the deity. He mediates between humanity and divinity. Now, in Jesus, according to the writer of this epistle, against the background of this understanding, in Jesus, human consciousness and divine consciousness, humanity over there and deity over there, are brought, they coalesce, they come into union. They are both there in a person. No longer is someone moving between the two, but here is a person who has emerged, a human being who has emerged, in whom the two concepts are complete. They are unified. The worshippers and the deity. So he is declared to be a great high priest who moved into the Holy of Holies. And you remember when he cried on the cross, "It is finished." The curtain was torn from top to bottom. Now, what is the significance of this? It isn't that Jesus Christ, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere up there, is operating in some kind of heavenly temple or heavenly tabernacle, and we are down here, and it's all going on up there somewhere. It is all to do with human consciousness now, and a movement within history. Humanity, in the person of Jesus, moved into the Holy of Holies. Now, he is described, forget all about what
what may have been taught us before. Sometimes we have to do that to sort of get through to the deepest meaning. Jesus is called in the Epistle to the Hebrews the captain, the pioneer. The word Jesus is the same as Joshua. Now, we've all heard about Joshua in the Old Testament. Joshua went ahead. He led the people. He was the captain, the leader, the pioneer. What happened in Jesus can happen in all of us. And Jesus has gone before. And his continuing high priesthood means that the consciousness that Jesus had, humanity and divinity coming together, can be ours. And his continuing priesthood is a movement in history, in the development of consciousness, a movement toward that. It is a movement toward being able to say, I am. A consciousness of the true self. And it's all going on, not up there, but in here. Now that's very hard, and yet so simple. Very hard, and so simple. The continuing priesthood of Jesus is the movement in history and human consciousness of a coming together of the human and the divine. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I am the temple. I am the Christ. It's all going on within me. Now, when Paul wrote, if it was Paul, or whoever wrote to the Christians through this letter, this is what he said. About this sort of thing, this is from the fifth chapter, we have much to say, which is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers yourselves, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. Let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. Now listen, this is the elementary doctrine. Not laying again a foundation of repentance, of faith toward God, with instructions about the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. All this is elementary. Get away from all that. And this we will do if God permits. Let us go on to maturity. One level of understanding is to see it all in terms of Jewish sacrifice. But there's a much broader backcloth, and that is what is happening now in human consciousness. And it all relates to what the New Testament has to say about what happened, first of all, in that great prototype, Jesus Christ.